Disclaimer, this show contains coarse language, terrible banter, and mature themes which may not be suitable for younger audiences. Parental guidance is advised.
It's the Morning Shack. I'm back for Tuesday, the 5th of March, 2020.
Whole team on deck today. Gabs is back. Let everybody know what you got up to yesterday, man. Were you, what was
she,
it? What
did you have? She didn't. It's a podcast.
No, what did you have? Did you have like the flu? Did you have mental breakdown?
Yeah, what was it? Bit of both. No. Over the weekend, like I don't know. I can't even explain. I got sick.
Yeah.
And so I kind of got a bit paranoid. So
yeah.
I just needed to go for a checkup at the doctor's.
Fair enough.
That's good.
And better to be safe than sorry.
And it took this weekend for me to realise you need to look after your health properly.
Amen.
Yeah, and also it's always good to pop into the doctor's, you know, like get it. I recommend going to the doctor's at least twice a year.
At least twice, yeah.
Yeah, once on each end of the year, you know, just check and see how your health is going, man.
Yeah, it's really important, especially as you get older.
Yeah, so what the doctor say you got?
I had to... said I'm pregnant.
Oh, damn.
There, are you happy? I've told everybody on radio now.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Shut up.
To the father out there, you're deadbeat. Leave my sis alone like that,
yeah, man.
Gap it to Australia like that.
Who do you think you are, Regan or something?
Damn, bro, that's my job.
I was kidding. It was a joke.
Man. Jeez. Yeah. Okay, then, that's mean. On the show, we got a whole bunch of things going on. We got Shaq's Got Backs, was a very interesting one. Trying to tell how to tell if a girl is seeing somebody without asking them.
That's funny. I want to flip it.
Okay.
So you can listen to the girl one in the show.
Yeah.
I want to flip it. How do you know when a guy is seeing someone without asking him?
Oh, man. You know what? It's hard to tell because guys are usually dating multiple girls.
That's right.
You know? So it's a...
Sneaky is a personality trait, eh?
Yeah, I think so as well. I think one of the things that a guy does the most is... he's definitely on his phone a lot more because he's got multiple girls to kind of text and message up.
Yeah.
Maybe he might have two phones as well.
Mm.
The other thing is he's probably getting a haircut more often on the regular. Maybe he's maybe like a once a month kind of guy. Now he's like a once a week kind of guy.
So like he's like this girl, so she started dressing up. Do guys do that as well? Like they start dressing up more more effort into how they look?
It's gonna be in the haircut. If they're willing to pay that much, because man, it's like $50 a haircut these days.
$50.
And so if you're going at least once or twice every, like once a week or twice every once a fortnight, then yeah, this dude is actually this definitely putting in the effort to see somebody.
See, girls, it's hard with girls because you know we're doing brows, lashes, everything.
That's
like
a lot going
that's
on.
Maintenance.
Yeah,
that's just normal for
us. Yeah.
Whereas guys, it's like so if they start
putting on deodorant.
Ooh, having a shower, brushing their teeth.
If they're wearing like perfume too around the office, that's like a different from what they usually. If they you can smell a different fragrance on them, that's another one. And also, not spending much time with their family.
Mm.
And by family, I mean wife and kids.
<You're an idiot.
laughs> man. And yes, we play a mean ass game that Tim put together as well in the 9. It's pretty much about what's it called? If the last thing that you bought is the thing that killed you. That was so fun, man.
That was hard. That was a good like improv. I haven't played an improv game like that before. So
I think
was
we
fun.
Need to play more like that.
More
eh?
Improv games.
Yeah.
Eh?
It's cool. It really
let me do some research.
Skills.
Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely helps me with my brain thinking as well early in the morning.
I've noticed lately, my brain's been all over the place, man, for thinking quick stuff.
Yeah, like what? Like on the fly kind of?
Yeah, Gaz, we talked about this yesterday, but man, this I don't even think we talked about it on air, but man, this weekend, I had hardly any sleep.
This guy, man.
I just played the game.
He was on the...
Yeah. No, don't say that. No, don't say that because people... I get comments all the time and it's shit like that, Regan. No. That puts fucking gasoline on the fire. Nah, I was just, on the pipe. Nah. I was just on the pipe this weekend. No, that's a joke. I was playing the game and I was like, meh, I don't have to get up in the morning. It's Saturday tomorrow.
Yeah. Pushing it right out to the limits.
They're like, yeah. And then... I was like, okay, I need to get some sleep on Sunday, but I had a lot of sleep Sunday night, and then I was just like, man, fuck, I'm feeling it. I think my brain is like I don't know.
Had too much rest. I mean, too much activity over the weekend. Yeah. Eh? And now it's like, oh, man, where's that rest we needed?
And then I made an impulse buy to buy that 3D printer.
There we go. See, you make dumb decisions when you're tired.
Yeah. But, hey, this is going to make us some money.
This is going to change the world.
That's an investment.
Yeah. It's going to make us
money. Yep, sure.
Yep. Stays there. Does nothing. Yep.
Making... Yep, keen.
So these 3D prints, I couldn't say this on air. They're notoriously known. So they make plastic or silicone or whatever you want them to make it. A lot of people make them, they get them to make dildos.
Damn.
You know, I was thinking that, but I'm glad I didn't say that out loud on air.
So they do like a mold and they do all these, they sell dildos with them.
So is that where you're going to start selling dildos?
Not selling them, just using them. No, just using them for my own personal.
Okay, I don't even know that. That's an overshare.
Stretching that bum hole out.
People are making heaps of money off that. Like,
you can make.
Making them and then selling them off.
People make farms. They have like 18, 19 of them.
18 farms. Dildos getting made in one time.
It's a dildo farm.
Surely, damn, that's like...
How much do they sell for?
Yeah.
Depends on the size.
Depends on what you're looking for, really. Yeah, you get double-headed ones.
There's a place called Bad Dragon. And they make dragon-themed dildoxes.
Oh, wow.
And they're very quite... they're quite lucrative.
I wonder if there's like... sex parties where they're like, cosplay ones, you know, where it's like, you know how we got Armageddon?
Oh, Gabby, you've made Gabby uncomfortable now.
Sorry, but
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, like, you know how we have like Comic Con and that, you know,
oh, so like a whole exhibition of things,
but an exhibition of like cosplay, but it's all erotic.
What would
ones.
Be the one that you'd be keen for, Riggs?
Sailor Moon would be pretty mean.
I've zoned out of this conversation.
Sorry, no, I'm just like,
Sailor Moon would be mean.
Now we're just getting into their minds.
Sailor Moon would be mean.
Sailor Moon would be pretty mean, but...
Oh, yesterday, actually, Gabs wasn't here for our talk yesterday. We should bring it up to her. We had a segment at 9 o'clock. We're talking about hall passes.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah, yes.
And we went around and we guessed people around our thing who their hall pass would be.
Oh.
So if you were married or in a relationship...
Yes.
Who would you say to your husband or your partner and say, hey, if this person, you know, approach me and say, hey, we're hooking up, that's the one person that that I get a hall pass from. Who's that person for you?
What's that girl's name? No one.
Oh, who?
No one.
Oh, boring.
Absolutely no. Unless you want to die, you can hook up with Beyonce.
Oh, okay, no, for
no,
you.
For
though.
You.
Oh, for
you.
Me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get the hall pass. Yeah. Oh.
Keith Kerr.
Fuck yeah.
Are you okay?
Sorry.
Fuck, he's got so much hatred in his heart.
Leave him alone, all right?
No, I was just checking names
it's
out.
It's the all-staff emails that get us.
It's the TV yourself.
Okay, who do you reckon then?
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan, he's handsome, man. He's a good-looking dude. Very good, very good.
But
good
I wouldn't, though.
Hey.
I'm loyal.
That's what cheetahs say. Michael B. Jordan.
That's it. That wasn't what we guessed.
Who did you guess? Tell me right now.
I said Tallfinger.
I said Oskin.
I'm a clout chaser.
I said Soto Malo.
There's my cousin.
That's all right. We're tangata whenua. We do that all the time.
I'm keen, bro. Sorry.
Okay, I'm getting off.
That's enough. Get me out of here.
I was going to say Texas. anyway, you don't have to text us. If you want to listen to us live, 103.8 Nui FM and Tamaki Makaurau. Everywhere else, it's our iHeartRadio app or at pmm.co.nz. We will see you all tomorrow.
See ya!
Bye!
Running Amok, The Morning Shack with Tim, Riggs and Gabby.
Good morning.
Wake it on up. Get up.
Wipe the matahis out of your eyes, man. Let's go! Oh, my God.
Good cold morning, everybody.
You know what? Good to see Gabs back on the show again. How you feeling? How's the bubble guts?
I'm feeling well-rested. Thank you very much.
Oh,
thank you for backstabbing me all of yesterday. I saw that text line.
Oh, whoa, what's going on?
We'll get into it later.
Okay, good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 5th of March, 2020.
Whole team on deck today. And you know what? Tuesday-itis never felt any better. We're almost there to the hump day. Almost there.
That's a glass half full guy right there.
I'm right there, and you know what's right there? The weekend after that. But you know what? You may have forgotten Gabs over the last few days. We're going to remind you exactly who she is, but I'm going to kick things right off, man. I go by the name of Regan, a.k.a. Robin Hood Regs, but steal the game, baby.
Give it a little, baby. Give it a little.
It's Nana's ex-boyfriend. How's she been? How's she doing?
You doing it, Daddy. Sorry. Away you go.
Grandma. It's a big talk, big smoke. A.k.a. the new way into by saying... Okay, Quagmire, baby, let's giggity, giggity, giggity. Who the hell are you, bro?
They call me Young Pitapit, baby, a.k.a. Gladdy Wap, a.k.a. Tin for your Timmy.
Why's that, bro?
Because I got the game wrapped up, baby. They call me Timmy, Toy, Fuzza, Skrrt. Young Delson, baby, I spit hood for ya.
Your girl flame.
Perfect.
Timmy, I'll fuego, pull it up before they watch you shorty in the Goonies of the Goon Squad.
Hey, you go.
Let him know, Gabby. Let him know.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Gabby with 1B. Make that a couple of B together with the morning chef. She'll be running it back, running tracks, running my mouth because she do nothing but spit straight facts. It's Booker G to the A to the B-E-Y. So you better think how to be a little jokey joke because we're here to bring the schmuck. I still got all the advice and the answers absolutely nobody has asked for. She's your new favorite radio hostess with the most, a.k.a. Gabby on the rocks, a.k.a. Holy Spice, a.k.a. Booker G, because can you dig it?
Suck on! One thing that I don't love is the cold. It is creeping up on us, man. It was raining all day, every day. What the hell happened to summer, man? Gone too quickly.
It's autumn now.
I know. I'm asking what happened.
The seasons changed.
The cycle of life, isn't it, Gabs? Mm. What the hell's going on for the hot day? I need heat on up.
Okay, we've got some Bruno Mars.
Oh.
Because you can count on autumn being here.
You can count on me to complain.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the one to guide you. Find out what we're made of. Called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3. I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2. You'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do. Oh, yeah.
And then you turn it and you're singing, you run to sleep.
I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, and to me, every day, I want you,
your flag.
Find out what with. Damn.
Okay.
He went all shy.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everyone.
Hope everybody's feeling good for your Tuesday. It is rainy outside in Tamaki Makaurau, but hey, you know, you can't have the rainbows without the rain, guys. Okay?
Also, drive to conditions, okay, guys? Don't be going out there. Take your drifting all over the motorway, please.
It's time to catch up. We'll come to Gab's last, because I bet she had an eventful day yesterday. Riggs, what did you do?
What did I get up to yesterday? Oh, man, a whole bunch of admin. Emails, back and forth, ratty, ratty, ras.
Yappy, yappy, yappy.
Yappy, pretty much. Yappy, yappy, yappy via email, man.
It was a yappy, yappy, yappy in the morning, too. He just went on and on and on.
Yappy, yappy.
I saw that.
Doesn't stop, never stops, okay? I'm just letting you all know that. But, yeah, it was a whole... I was like, why didn't I have this person's number that I'm emailing? It was like, constantly back and forth just chatting.
When an email could be a phone call, eh?
That's annoying. It was just like a constant back and forth, and I was just like, man. Anyways, that was pretty much me just doing admin, bum boy work. That was about it, man. Stayed in bed majority of the day. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
Letting the rain drip down on the window.
It's funny that you say that, Reese, because I said, hey, man, do you want to go get breakfast? And then he goes, oh, man, I got a busy meeting.
I got meetings today.
I can't do that. And then, oh, yeah, I stayed in bed all day.
Wow.
That was after I went to do that one thing.
Count on you like 1, 2, 5, mate.
I've got to give you a 1, 2. 1, 2, 3.
You need to come over here then. Come on then.
It's too early.
Kiss me on the forehead. Okay, what did I get up to? Thanks for asking. Man, I was just, I mucked around all day, to be honest. I had, some breakfast. Then, man, I picked up a new toy. I got a 3D printer, Gabby. I'm gonna print
you.
Wow.
I thought you were talking about the other toy.
Can I send you my printing? I need some printing.
Runs off right a fryer.
Wait. Stop, Riggs. What was that, Gabby? Do you want me to print some stuff out
for you? Yes, please.
Okay, what? Like what?
Just some...
Documents
that I need to print out.
Oh!
It's a 3D printer. It makes like plastic toys and stuff. So I'm gonna make you a special thing, all right?
Oh.
Okay. I'm not gonna make.
I've
him
never
anything.
Seen anything come. Wait, have I come out of a 3D printer?
I don't know. I'll record it. I'll send it to you.
Yes, please. Yep. Mm. What did you get it for?
Just mucking around. I just wanna. I have no friends.
For his toys.
I have no friends. I need to make some collectibles. No, you can make like pieces of things that you wanna. You know, like, I'll show you.
He's being nerdy. He's going to make himself a little Deadpool helmet.
Yeah, I'm going to make me. Do you want a Spider-Man helmet? I can make you one of those.
Sure,
make why
me
a Gabby mask.
Oh, Moomoo. I'll make a Moomoo mask.
Make him a Moomoo mask.
I will look for it online, okay? Sorry, Gabs, what did you get up to?
Well, yesterday I was getting harassed, apparently, because I heard there were some rumours being spread about me this show.
No rumours or nothing, man.
I had people messaging me, my own mother, asking me, Gabby, what's going on?
Oh!
So I don't know what's going on.
Gabby's
so that was me.
Mind your business, Gabby's mom. All right.
Yesterday, last night, I'm very proud of myself. I made a really nice soup. I made a broth. Oh,
that's hard
kale,
to do.
And tofu soup. Slow cook soup. Why are you laughing? You can't even cook.
Damn, slow cooked tofu.
Leave her alone,
tofu,
you sad.
Tofu, kale, and broth soup.
She's very proud of that.
It was so good.
She's proud of it. I would like to try that, Gabby.
I will bring you some
tomorrow. Thank you. Don't listen to him.
What's wrong with
you? Hey,
this right here is tall poppy syndrome.
That's what
How
it is.
How can you go wrong with tofu?
Leave her alone. You better shush. I've cooked with you and you're horrible.
Shut your mouth, okay? It
I'm
was
just
so
saying,
nice.
Man,
I found a Momo mask. Should I show you guys?
Show me. Oh, damn.
I don't want to see it anymore.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
sorry.
You never thought you needed to know until you heard it from me.
Today on the Out of It News, we're talking about the fuel tax. Yesterday, the government have proposed that there will be, right now they're going to, so how it works is there's a 12 cent tax. So, you know, if it takes 12 cents off,
mm-hmm.
The government have said that they're going to, in the next term, they're going to hike it up to 22 cents. So it's going to go up 34 cents altogether.
Wow.
Wait, what the hell?
Cover?
Hold on.
What did they say that's to cover?
And also, just before I answer that, and they also are increasing your registration by $50.
You know what? I noticed that. I got a letter in the mail, and I was like, oh.
Oh, my God.
So to answer Gab's question about why is that, Simeon Brown, who's the minister, just said it's to just match inflation or something like that. I don't know. I'm not too sure. He didn't really give us a thing.
But the pay slips aren't matching the inflation, though.
So, yeah, it's so Labor put that in the 12 cent tax, and then the government said, the national government said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to keep it there, so vote for us. And then everyone voted for them, and they said, gotcha. I gotcha.
They lied to us.
Damn, bro.
So, yeah, the government have been accused of breaking campaign promises.
Yeah.
Yeah, after they're going to put that 22 cents on top of that, the 12.
What happens, what does that do for them if they're breaking campaign promises?
Nothing at all. They can do that all they want.
They can do whatever they want.
Damn, next time I'm going to run for prime minister and say, you know what, everyone gets $1 million.
And Gabs.
It's amazing how we do the same sounds and we don't actually talk about it beforehand. Mm-hmm. You know, Gabs, you got to get on in on the sound buzz where you make random sounds.
You two make enough for all of us.
Okay.
All right, today's Out of the News is about the national government raising the fuel tax up to 22 cents next term, which is next, like in another 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Another 4 months?
Yeah, so they've got 12 cents is already off now. So now they're taking the 12 cents and then they're putting in 22 on top of that.
Oh, yeah.
What's next?
How
also,
hard?
Also, it's $50 more for your registration. So get it in quick.
It's $50 on top of...
What it is already.
Whatever it is already.
I can't remember. It's like, yeah.
Is it still $30 for 3 months or what?
No, it's gone up.
Damn, bro.
So, yeah. So, but the thing is they told us that they weren't going to do that. And then once the government got in, they were like, uh-huh, gotcha.
Gotcha.
You gave me what I needed, and now we're going to lie to you.
Can't do anything about it. Yeah.
Yesterday we talked about the house situation.
Oh, yes. How did that go?
Man, the text line was like, yeah, this guy.
Everyone's upset.
Yeah, he's entitled to it, but still, yeah. But, I mean, you know, maybe we could have put some energy instead of that, not us, I mean the government, and fixing the fuel tax up.
Mm.
Yeah, they said I had a look to alleviate pothole situations and to try and make the motorway wider.
Oh, how long are you going to be working on this motorway?
It's a good point.
I'm upset.
Yeah.
I'm upset.
All right, but it got me thinking, if you had to lie to become Prime Minister, what lie would you tell? Reeks, where would you go
so
with this one?
Hard.
Everyone gets Fridays off.
Oh,
yes. First thing that would actually get me in the seat.
Nice.
You know?
Nice. I like that one. Yeah. I would vote for you.
Yeah,
thank you.
You'd get my vote.
Yeah.
And thank then you'd you. Lie and then you'd switch
and
it
then
up.
And I'd say, ah, now everyone has to work on Saturdays.
Ah,
gotcha. Gotcha. That's my tricks. Thank you. Vote for me next time.
Gabby, what would your one be?
My one would be, when it's your birthday, you get a bonus.
Oh.
Yeah. Your work has to pay you an extra $1,000.
Even if you're unemployed. What about that? Then the taxpayers.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. You've already got a bonus. You get to stay home. Get to sleep in.
Nice.
Not have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning like us.
What if you don't celebrate birthdays? No.
You can't be part of this scheme, this policy, all right?
What about you, Tim, bro? What are you lying about?
I would get everybody's cars fixed so they can listen to other radio stations.
Ah, very nice.
Go past the 89 and be able to come through to us and not have to use your 3G up. That would be my thing.
Very good. Yeah. Very good, man. Yep. You know what? Vote for all three of us.
Also,
man.
Free paternity tests for anyone that has...
any questionable doubts.
Yeah, you're a bit like, oh, do I need to go to Maury for this one? No. Just come to Uncle Timmy. He'll sort you out.
I like that one.
Shaq, can we get into this chat for the Out of It News about the government telling us that it's good, but it's going to be all right with the fuel tax, and then doing a 180 degrees and going, ha-ha, gotcha.
Now we're in the house, baby, and you're paying up.
Yeah. Parliamentary supremacy. Rules over all.
Ooh.
Sovereignty.
Land back.
So, just had to put that out on our platform.
That's right, because
nice.
We can.
Yeah. So it got me thinking, what would you lie about? A lot of text lines coming through. I would put a tax on McDonald's.
Ooh.
Everybody goes there. That's true.
That's pretty good.
Imagine that.
People wouldn't vote for you.
Yeah.
Maybe healthy people would.
Yeah.
Or maybe if it was like, I think they might probably mean the tax after, it would be cheaper.
Oh, okay.
Now that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
This one said, if you're Māori, no tax, you don't have to pay any tax.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, damn.
I'm a Mario Modi.
Damn, imagine that.
What are you looking at me for, Gabby? Nah. Yeah, that would be interesting.
That would actually be good.
That's fair.
Okay, kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is the land.
Someone said free vapes for anyone under 16. What the hell?
Hey, break free to smoke.
Yeah,
free, okay?
Don't ever text that again.
Trying to get a roll out.
Gross.
I'd have free V-Bucks for anyone under between 16 and 18 that can vote.
Oh,
what's that? Sorry.
That's what you put on Fortnite.
That's how you get the younger generation to vote.
Hey, that's smart.
Oh, maybe we should start our own political party, guys.
Because they don't know how to... These campaigns don't know how to target young people.
Yeah. Maybe we... now we're giving them ideas.
You are.
Free education for everyone over 40.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. That could be a win. You know, people that are over 40 and most of the time, you know,
they're ready to go back to school and want to study again.
Yeah.
Plot twist, it was a lie. Yeah. Gotcha. So, the debacle doesn't end here, okay? Carrying on these conversations. Yesterday, I saw on a community page. I'm not going to say which community.
Oh, come on.
Nah, I can't say which community. But someone did make a post about a bakery. It's one that Tim's been to as well. And also, I mentioned it was decently rated. It was decently rated. This lady, so she bought a pie and she bit into it, found a fly in it. Found a fly, had photos and everything was inside it. She went back to get a refund, and then the owner was like, can we just replace the pie? Can we just replace the pie instead? And then the lady was like, no, and you know what? I want to put everything else that I bought, I want to refund it as well, because, like, I don't know, you know, if you got a fly in the pie, then, you know, well, who knows what else is in these other things that I bought as well. So, you know, they ended up getting the issue resolved, and she got a refund at the end of it. But so, like, after all of that, that wasn't even, like, the issue about the post. Like, everyone was complaining about something completely different, which was they were complaining that because the issue was resolved, why was the person posting it up for everyone to see? They were like, you know what? It was resolved. So why are you posting this up about this bakery? And, you know, you could have done this all privately. It's already sussed out for you. They made a mistake and they fixed it. Here's what I think, and I wanted to see what side everybody else is on, because I'm with this lady. I'm rolling with this lady, right? Because even though it got resolved, I still want to know the history of that bakery. I still want to know that there was a fly in a pie once upon a time.
Why was there a fly?
They might have an A-grade, you know, certificate, but still, I would like to know that information next time. You know? And so, are you with the community or are you with this lady is what I want to know. Like, this is the debate that I wanted to carry on. If the problem has been solved, why should we post it up on Facebook to embarrass the business? All right, and we are just getting to a little bit of a debate right now. You know, this lady, she found a fly in her pie, and she posted it up on Facebook. She said, hey, guys, you know, I found a fly in my pie, and I got a refund. Everything got resolved, but you know what? I'm just putting it out there. The community came for her, man. They were like, why are you posting this up? If it was resolved, then you shouldn't be out here, you know, trying to tarnish this business and break it down. And I was looking through all these comments, and I thought to myself, why are we, what's wrong with this here, man? I'm with the lady, you know, who posted this up. You know, if someone found a fly in their pie, I would like to know. I would like to know that because, you know, I might pop in there one day, but that will always be in my brain. Hey, watch out, man. You got flies in their pie.
Yep.
So, I wanted to go around the table and ask you, what team are you on? Are you on the ladies' team who found the fly in the pie, or are you with the community who says, don't embarrass the business? Gabs, who are you rolling with?
I'm going to take the community's team.
Oh, my gosh.
Why? They're right. It's local business. You know, they're going to lose money on it. Obviously, they went about a certain way to have the issue resolved. Her going and blasting them after it's been resolved, it's going to potentially now shut that local business down.
Boring.
And now, and now the community's going to come for her. So she now has to move away. So you've gone and dug yourself a hole, lady.
Wow.
They're going to come sit outside your house.
Yeah.
And they're going to protest. Wow. Sorry, not sit. They're going to stand. Get her out. Get her out.
Who are you rolling with there, Tim?
I have been on the other side of that. I have had the wrath of a community come at me for doing a bakery run that was not good.
Oh.
And they're not, they don't muck around. They don't joke. They do not joke. But at the same time, I'm kind of with the community as well.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I flip flopped on that one.
Wow.
But I'm kind of like, yo, like, mistakes happen.
Yep.
Mistakes happen, but I would like to know about the mistakes. And you know what? With you two, I hope you bite into a pie one day and 2,000 flies is in there.
Well, we have to work with one every day. That flies in here and I'm cold.
And 5 maggots.
Oh.
Business shaming. Is it a thing? All right, we're talking about this lady. She found a pie. Oh, she found a fly in her pie when she bit into it. And she said, you know what? I want to get a refund. Everything got resolved in the end. You know, she had a pretty half and half. I'd call it a bad experience, you know.
Big time.
At this bakery. And then she posted it up on Facebook for everyone to kind of, you know, inform them, notify them, you know, hey, watch out for this bakery. They got flies in their pies.
Before we go through with the text line, what's the worst thing each of us have found in food?
Oh, man.
hair.
Yeah, I think hair was the only thing that I've ever found in mine.
In a burger.
Yeah. Mm. My one was in a sandwich. Mm. Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, I think mine's maybe hair too, but beard hair.
Nah, my one was those long strands. Brother.
Brother. That did sound like that, actually.
Oh, my gosh. And so, yes, carrying on this conversation, you know, the community came for her, and she was like, hey, you better leave our businesses alone. You're going to shut them down, embarrassing. I said to myself, no, you shouldn't be. You should be. This is your review.
Yeah.
You should be putting up your review of what you found and letting people know. I'm grateful that I now know that information about that bakery.
I just had a core memory unlocked for me.
Uh-oh.
I one time ate some chewing gum, okay? And I was like, this tastes a little bit funny. And I just grabbed it in the car, had ants all over it. Oh. Tasted like ants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Oh, brother.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. So we asked you guys, you know, what team are you on? What side are you choosing, okay? Are you with this lady who was just putting up a review on Facebook, just trying to let everybody know? She was doing a good thing by the community. However, are you with the community side where they're like, don't shut down our businesses, okay? It was resolved. Why are you going to tell everyone?
Thing was 12.
This rating was A.
That was, yeah.
And so, yes, we're heading over to the text line. It is pretty much half and half, man. You know, a lot of people are saying that exactly what I'm saying, which is, you know, I would like to know this kind of information, man. You know, you're protecting the people. And then I got a few people here on the text line saying the same opposite, which is, you know, you're bringing down the community, you're bringing down these businesses that have been in the community for a very, very long time, someone texted on through as well.
Maybe if the shop owner was like an egg about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Do you think if the shop owner just goes, okay, we're really sorry about that, here's your money back, and didn't ask for that, wouldn't have happened?
Mm.
Yeah, maybe. If he was like, nice.
Nah, I think as soon as he found a flight, that was it. Game overs. The nice thing was that the shop owner was actually in the post and was like, we are very, very sorry for the inconvenience. We will try and do better next time.
I love how Regan just goes through these community groups and just, that's his thing.
That's my thing, all right?
He loves those communities.
Especially
groups.
When it's my community. Oh, there's a clue there. We are out here providing the goods for the people, okay? We've got a little segment called Shaq's Got Backs, and how it works is if you've got a problem, we solve it. You send it through via DM, you send it through via email, and we just get into it, you know? We try and spread and give some good advice.
You just laugh at them.
I don't laugh at them, man. I'm not laughing at this one today.
It's a serious one today.
Serious as, okay? Should we get into it?
Let's do it, man. Let's dive.
Right, when I was dipping through, I was like, looking through, I was like, man, this is a really good one because, you know, it's dedicated more or less to the females. And what better person than we have on the table than Gabs right here? Okay, it reads, hi, team. Hope you guys are good. Real simple one on my end. I got this girl that I really like at work. And from what I know, she's single like me. However, I feel like over the last few days, she might be seeing someone.
Oh.
Her attitude has changed. She's putting a little bit more effort into how she looks by the way she dresses. And she's been going to the gym heaps too. Most recently, I heard her say she was going overseas for a week. And I'm assuming it's to do with her new man's.
Oh, wow.
My question is more to the females and Gabs. How do you tell if a girl is seeing someone without asking? If she is, I'd be gutted. But it is what it is. Please help.
Oh. All right.
Very interesting one there. Gabs, are you... I don't know. Got your thinking cap on at the moment?
Yeah. I won't
ring any bells or anything like that, no?
No. No. You know anybody that's kind of... No?
No.
I know a few friends.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I won't give away all the girls' secrets, but I'll help them out.
All right.
Well, that's what I do. I help
the... And the ladies are taking the driver's seat for today's Shaq's Got Backs. We've got a guy in the mix. He sent through a problem, which is that he's interested in this girl at work. He's single. From what he knows, she's single. But suddenly, you know, a few changes have been happening around in the workplace, which has kind of got him to believe that maybe she's starting to see someone, You know, she's dressing up a little bit more better. Mm. She's going to the gym a lot more. Most recently, he overheard a conversation that she might be going away for a whole week. And so, you know, he wants some advice. He wants to know, how does he tell if a female is seeing someone without asking them if they've seen someone?
Mm.
Okay? So he's put it out to the ladies and to Gabs as well. Gabs, set it off.
He wants to know our secrets.
Come on, man. Let us know.
I think the biggest one to look out for, if she's like, if her energy's changed towards you.
Oh.
There's a shift. You know, one day, you know, one week she's yappa, your best friends, and the next,
you're
left unseen.
Does she leave work early though? Is that another?
Maybe.
Oh.
Mm. Annual leave, maybe, and not tell anybody about it?
Possibly.
Could be something.
Maybe. Oh, okay. I don't know.
Oh. But definitely, attitude gets changed a lot.
Energy. And attitude is different. Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe she's just going overseas for a holiday. That's why she's been gymming lots.
Mm.
You know, maybe you're overthinking.
Oh!
Maybe you're thinking too, like, far deep into it.
But too deep. So you reckon that maybe she's not seeing someone?
Nah.
But if you're dressing a bit more nicer, what does that mean?
Yeah, but you're coming to work. Like, maybe she's trying to dress up for you.
If she's happy or, like, you know, a bit more, like, you know, not angry or whatever, you know, a little bit more joyful around the workplace. Is that another sign?
Maybe. Maybe it's saying to you that you don't make her happy.
Oh.
So, you know, she's finding it in other places. Maybe she's finding it within herself.
Okay.
Yes, and we're just wrapping up on Shaq's Got Backs. You got a problem, we try and solve it. We got this guy in the mix, you know, he's got a crush on this girl at his workplace. They're both single from what he knows of, but suddenly her attitude's changed. She's dressing up nice. She's a bit more joyful around the office. She's going to the gym as well, you know, little things like that. It's starting to make him believe that maybe she's seeing someone. She's also going on a little bit of a holiday next week or for a week.
Mm.
He sounds a little bit obsessed with her.
Oh,
I wonder if he's had a conversation with her.
Who knows?
Maybe she's dressing up for him.
Or maybe,
you know, if she's one of these girls, she's making him think she's dressing up for him, but really, she's not.
She's playing the game.
She's playing the game.
That's too much thought process.
Wow, man.
That's what boys do.
He left us with a question, which was pretty much, you know, how do I tell if a woman is seeing someone without having to ask them? You know, it's a bit of an awkward one, eh? Like, you seen anyone?
Yeah, that is an awkward question.
Hey. It's a bit of a weird one. You seeing anyone?
What?
No, I'm not asking.
Nah, that's he's just, he's
oh, just, no, just, okay.
just role playing at the moment.
Yeah.
Are you asking? Yeah. Are you seeing someone?
Yeah.
I was acting.
He's looking at me so intensely.
I was too good.
I feel like I'm under investigation.
No, I was just acting.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, we're off to next week.
Yeah.
Like that.
Mm. Like, so that, like, if he asked like that, what would you like say? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We're just
like acting. Ask me, Riggs.
What are you? You off next week?
Yeah. Just heading off.
Oh,
you know, just
going.
Oh, just down the line, man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Just asking questions. Yeah.
So, hey, what are you up to next week? You cruising off? I heard. Do you
want me to role play the girl?
Yeah. Where are you off to?
Oh, I'm just going on a holiday with the girls.
Oh, okay.
And you know what that means? She's seen someone.
Oh. Okay. All right, let's get into the text line real quick, all right? Someone said, these are some of the signs that you can tell, okay? She's not rich because she's spending all her money on her mans.
Wow, that's
from that's a boy.
Investigational
skills. That is definitely something a guy would say.
Someone also said she's on her phone twice as much as she would be. Oh, she's on her phone a lot more.
Check if she's like smiling, she looks at her phone.
She's on it double the time. Mm-hmm. Check the screen time. And also, got a last one here to wrap things on up. Someone said, check her neck for her keys. What?
Wow. Is that still a thing?
Check her neck for her keys.
Is that still a thing these days?
Gabs, can you lift your chin up? What's that over there?
Which chin?
It's just my double chin.
Take a choice.
Oh, no, that's just a scam. It's just a rash.
That's just your eczema or something. Okay. I'm sorry, Gabs. I shouldn't have said that. My bad.
Good morning, everybody. Now, I want to talk about this latest club trend that's going around. So, according to a recent recent study done by the University of TikTok, there's a new trend taking over people's lives, everybody. And according to this research, this trend mostly affected people in Sydney, Melbourne, and Auckland.
Ooh.
Now, this trend is a club, and it's not the club I know everyone is thinking about right now. And does anyone want to take a guess before I tell you the answer?
So it's just like, so it's a trend in clubs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Regan?
I'm not going to start.
Because he's going to say, like, nightclubs.
Is it not nightclubs?
Oh, it's not nightclubs.
I thought it was nightclubs.
Oh, I said it's not the sort of club that everybody's thinking.
Oh, damn.
And it's a new trend. It's like the latest craze.
Oh, damn.
Is it like Paper, Scissors, and Rock Club?
Oh, no.
Is it a dance club?
Oh, no.
Is it a fight club?
Oh. Mm.
That's a good guess. The latest club trend.
Kissing club. Where you kiss each other.
Mm. Oh. No, that's just you two in that club. Oh. Craze. The thing to be doing right now, it's a running club. Apparently, everyone is into running now. Well, predominantly in these three places, Sydney, Melbourne, and Auckland. And, you know, some of you may know or you've seen a social media influencer of some sort training for a half marathon, doing some sort of running. There are lots of people who participated in Round the Bays on Sunday.
Mm.
Had one of its biggest turnouts in history.
Yeah.
Wow. I've never felt so lazy, by the way, watching everybody do Round the Bays.
Same here.
Is this where you were yesterday?
No.
Well, why did you say you had the runs then?
I had the runs in my gut.
Oh.
I thought you were running.
Damn.
Yeah, running. Yeah, running to the toilet.
Damn.
Yes, and this morning we're talking all about the latest trend that's getting people crazy, mostly in Sydney, Melbourne, and Auckland.
Mm.
And it's the run club. Everybody's joining a run club.
What is that? It's like everybody comes together and just runs
together.
Just goes
for runs, yeah.
That sounds like the Riff Raff.
Yeah, that was it.
What's that?
So they were,
they're from Central.
Yeah. And they used to run all the time.
Digging, is it?
That's Diggy and Them.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, everybody else is jumping on the running bandwagon.
Wow. What's the reason?
I don't know. What's this new obsession? That's what I want to know.
I've always wondered, about that. They say that you get, like, a runner's high and you feel real, like, energized when you're running.
Yeah.
But, man, I just feel like I want to go home and play the game.
As soon as my chest starts beating out of its...
Yeah.
Out of pocket, then, man, that's when I'm like, why the hell am I doing this? I'm not enjoying this at all.
When the legs start hurting, I'm like, why am I doing this?
I think it takes a while, though, for your body to get used to that, you know. So
Are you a bit of a runner? You're a bit of a Fitzbo. Do you like running?
I do like running, but I'm not like an everyday runner.
That takes discipline, man.
That takes discipline to run every day.
Yeah, you're looking at William Wairua, and he's like...
It's 1,000-something.
Even like some nights, you know, he's having a few bevvies and then comes back in the morning and he's running, and I'm like, man, I feel useless. I'm stuck in the bed for like 5 days.
It's like people can't live without it now. So that's like the latest craze now. It's like everybody's pretty much doing... These guys have already been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Now... Apparently, like, more and more people are into running. And so I wanted to know, like, what is this new obsession? What's gotten everyone into wanting to run?
I don't know I don't know why people like running. That's, like, my worst cardio. I'll go on a bike.
True.
Go on the bicycle. What's your favourite kind of cardio, Tim?
Probably just walking.
Walking's all good, too.
Like walking uphill, like that's fun because you can see like your progression. You're like, oh, you look behind you, but when you're just on a flat, it's like, oh, I'm pretty far away from home, but I can't see
the
incline. You know,
maybe you should run a walk club.
Should we try and do a walk club then?
That's great.
Still next week.
Should we?
Yeah.
You'll run next week, eh?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
told you, Riggs.
We can do a sea walk club.
But hey, we could run that. Yes, and to some people, running feels like magic. So we're just talking all about the latest club trend that's going around, not just here in Auckland, but also Sydney and Melbourne. It's running clubs. Everybody's joining running clubs.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to lie. Every time I see someone running, I feel lazy.
I feel like running, but I'm like not at that capacity. When I watch Diggy running around, like, man, I wish I was like that, but...
Just run. He runs like 10Ks a day, doesn't he?
I know, man. Great. And then even me, like, even when I watch him, I go online and I start looking at running shoes. nothing.
That's funny you mentioned that, because that happened to me, but not with running shoes, like apps on your phone. I'm like, man, I want to get into that. Look at the apps, find one, and nah,
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah. And he gave me some Hoka shoes, man. Those are the ones, man.
Those are coming up, eh? We mock those, but now look at them.
Those are the running shoes of currently, the greatest running shoes of all time. name.
Is that a Tongan brand?
Nah,
no.
We thought it was.
I thought it was.
It would be great if it was.
Oh, they need a hooker for stealing that word. I'm going to go over to the text line. Someone said, I've taken up running in 2024 to better my health.
Ooh.
Very nice. Someone else said, my first ever time doing Run the Bays on Sunday and I loved it. I'm 54, I have 5 kids and on a weight loss journey. So running, walking is the same thing to me, but I'm enjoying it.
Hey, go at your own pace. Run your own race. I like it. I like it.
Run your own race. Someone said, I'm running again. Currently, me and my kids. Anyone want to join?
Wait, what? Run that. What was?
I'm running again. Currently, me and my kids. Anyone want to join?
Man, it's the no money gang right there.
Damn. The kids are the prospects.
Yeah. Damn. It's like, hey, go and do the dishes. Well, hey, I think I'm running a gang too.
Hey, I might go start my own gang as well, dude.
I think me and my kids have our own gang. Damn. And it's called Let's Spend Dad's Money's Gang.
My one is the Lawnmower Gang. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Someone said, I run my own business. Love working for myself and employing people with common purpose.
That's great. I like it.
The text comes through. Regan runs his mouth.
Oh.
Yes, he does, Monday to Friday. Mm.
That's a classic. No, 7 days a week, pretty much.
True, that's right.
It never ends. It's an ongoing
cycle.
On
air, online.
Damn. Anything else to wrap us up on?
I don't know if I'm allowed to read this one out.
Go, read it.
Do it.
I'm running an undercover vape store selling them to school kids.
Wow.
How dare you?
I want to go into business with you. No,
how dare you hit me up, right?
Yeah.
Let me,
I want a 10%
I've got your
shake.
Number. I've got your number.
I want a 20% stake in
I'll do the promos.
I want to buy some stocks in your
bit of drama's going around. Jeremiah, did you guys hear?
No.
Went to Australia, hired a stripper, didn't pay her.
Wow.
Yeah. Was like, hey, just hang out with us. And then, he was like, oh, sorry, I thought we were paying you an exposure. Nah, not the one.
She was paying them an exposure. Anyways.
Okay. All right, here's the question that I want to pose to everybody that I thought about. And I saw it on the internet and I thought, this is an interesting one. And I'm going to put it out to everyone. And then I'll put it out to the wider Shack community.
What is it, bro?
The last thing that you brought in your life, I want you to go onto your ASB, your bank apps. The last thing that you bought, it kills you. How did it kill you? That's what I want to say.
Oh, damn.
Okay, so if you looked into your bank account right now and said, what's the last thing that you bought? What was the last transaction? It had to kill you somehow.
How does it do? That's fun.
Okay, go and have a look into your phone. Let's have a look. So for me, last thing I bought was a Gatorade. I bought a Gatorade from...
Death by Gatorade.
Yeah, and that's easy. Okay, I drank too much. There was a fly in it. Flew in. No. There was a contamination in there and got into my bloodstream.
Nah, somebody was drinking it on a balcony and then it whacked you in the head. They dropped it and it whacked you in the head.
It flew through. Okay.
I like that.
Gabby,
like that.
What's the last thing that you bought?
The last thing I bought, it was groceries, so it was a whole bunch of things.
This is how you die, okay? You're walking out, going, doing your shopping, whatever, you're in the car park, trolley runs you over full of groceries.
Boom, done, over.
Then watch out, I know how you die, groceries, scary.
Death by groceries, sorry. Turned into Mike Tyson right there. Regan, what's the last thing you bought?
The last thing I bought, the last thing I paid for, my Netflix account just went out. My Netflix subscription just went out.
So how would that kill?
How did I die by Netflix?
So one night you just decided, you know what, I just want to have a chill night. It's been a hard week.
Yep.
I'll sit down, I'm going to put on my favorite Netflix series. I've been waiting for weeks to have time to sit down and watch.
Yep.
You sit down, you go to sleep, you never wake up.
Morbid. My one is I'm watching Netflix. It's a scary movie.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, jump scare.
Heart attack. Done. He's done.
Pooed my pants.
Yep.
And then I died. I just wanted to add dramatic effect.
He pooed his pants and then he lived his life. And then he died by natural causes.
And then I went to sleep and never woke up.
Then he went to sleep in his pooed pants. And the bacteria happened.
Okay. I pooed my pants and then 5 years later.
We're getting into it with talking about a morbid way of dying. You got to tell us what's the last thing that you bought and how does it kill you. And if you want to just tell us the last thing you bought, and Regan will tell you how it's going to kill you.
We can all have a go.
We should have done that for you for that.
We can all go around the table and share our thoughts. Okay.
Actually, the text is coming through. I'm not going to tell them. I'm only going to do half of them. Okay. I'm going to tell you what they bought, and we can go around and describe how they would die from that.
Okay.
All right. Wendy has texted on through and said, my gym membership is the last thing I bought.
Oh, you're at the gym. You're trying to bench 1,000 kgs. Someone slips. Someone's supposed to spot you. Slips their hand.
Gabby, anything to add to that?
Yes. After you bought your gym membership, you thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a go. You go running on the treadmill, and then you thought you could go faster than you actually could, and you were running, and then you tripped over the wire, and then you got electrocuted.
Oh,
and you
died. Damn.
Here's one I want to add. Your hair gets caught into the treadmill.
Oh, damn.
That has to be one. Damn. Sorry, we're getting all morbid here. Here's one. Vodka. Someone just texted through vodka.
Damn. You're at the clubs. Get bottled by a cruiser.
Gosh.
Any other ones?
There's one. Chinese takeaways. Had fried rice.
Oh, Gabs, what do you reckon?
So you sit down to have your beautiful meal with your beautiful family.
Nice.
You said, I bought fried rice, and it's your favourite. It's your family favourite. And when you go to take your scoop of fried rice, you choke on it. Your daughter tries to help you.
Whoa.
Your son tries to do CPR on you. And it doesn't work. Then you come back to life.
Oh, whoa.
And then someone throws the fried rice on your face and then you suffocate.
Oh damn. Wow.
And the last one, this one's for you, Regan. My child support payments came out.
Here's the thing, all right. Watch out for your kids. They're going to come back and get you, okay? Because you just started paying. And how you treated their mom. No.
To wrap up our Tuesday, I've got your morning tea, your ipuki, and I want to get into this article that I came across. So it was just released yesterday. And there's a Kiwi couple, Tim and Eva Mitchell. They just pretty much shared about why they moved across the ditch to Australia.
Sorry, who are they? Are they just,
they're just a random couple.
Okay,
who just
cool,
wanted
cool.
to share their story about why it's better to live in Australia.
My bad.
And so they were in search of higher wages and more career opportunities. Tim, he's the husband, he was able to transfer to Melbourne for the same engineering company that employed him in New Zealand on higher wages.
How lucky.
While Eva worked as a private IVF pharmacist, a job that doesn't exist in New Zealand.
They're cracking it,
bro. After 16 months, their higher wages and work perks meant that the pair saved enough to fund a full year of overseas travel.
Wow.
An amount they say they could never have achieved while in New Zealand. And it got me thinking, what are we still doing here in
what
New Zealand?
What are we doing here, man?
And I know we've talked about it a lot, and I know a lot of people talk about it, like, should we move to Oz? Like, should we make the move? You know, it's always in the back of the mind of, like, our, like, especially living here in New Zealand. It's expensive.
Oh, it's so bad.
And fuel tax is going up. You know, we're going to pay $50 more for registration, inflation, don't know when that's going to end. You know, the Prime Minister is more concerned with getting free rent, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Taking food away from the kids.
So it got me asking myself again, what is keeping us here in New Zealand? Is it time to make the move to Australia?
Is it the time to move to
Tim
Australia?
Tim and Eva Mitchell, they are really out here inspiring the rest of New Zealand to move over there.
Let's go around the table. Would you make the move and why haven't you? I mean, Gabs, you already went there for a week. Didn't you have a massive ass farewell and you came back 2 weeks later?
That was ages ago.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, build a bridge.
Ago. Gosh.
My bad.
So bring in my pass and chuck it into my
didn't
face.
Didn't people give you gifts and stuff like that? What'd you do with
it? It was just vouchers. Okay. Just money.
So how come we haven't gone back?
For me at the moment, I would definitely move over, but I've got my two nanos. So that's my reason.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a great reason.
You're right.
Yeah.
What about you, Tim?
Yeah, I'd go.
You'd go?
Yeah, I'd go.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
ABC Pacific, if you're listening. I'll add your balls.
Oh,
it'd be great in the NRL as well, and the commentators.
Nah, I don't even know that. I don't even know the game.
Exactly. You'll make up the names, make it fun.
Yeah, that'd
You'd be great playing the game, too.
Which game?
NRL.
On Xbox. Sheesh, I get smacked.
Yes, and this morning for your morning tea, your ipuki, we're talking all about should we be making the move to Australia. This is off the back of an article that was released yesterday about a random couple, Tim and Eva Mitchell, who pretty much shared how they are making double what they were making in New Zealand, and they were able to save up a whole year's worth of travel. And
so
still
good.
Be able to pay their mortgage.
So good.
Living and working in Australia.
Yes.
And so we're just going around the table asking, should we be on the move to Australia? What is keeping us here? Regan, you never answered this question. What is keeping you here in Aotearoa?
If I am honest, I haven't moved yet because I have another family that I have to look after.
Yes.
Australia?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They live in Fielding.
I thought that was the one you were telling me about.
I left my son down there in Fielding before I came back up, and I got another one in Palmerston North, and plus the other one that lives with me currently.
He's joking, by the way, people. He's not for real.
I can't leave little Ohone.
Don't.
Poor little Ohone. Who's going to look after him, man?
Well, obviously not you. You're not looking after him at the moment.
Oh, man. My little daughter, Lisa. Daddy will see you soon, okay? When Mum stops using you as a weapon.
Oh my gosh, you're overboard. So what Regan's really trying to say is he's not allowed out of the country.
I can't leave.
If
okay?
he leaves, he can't come back.
I'm a 501. I just got out.
You're a 504.
What do you got on the text line?
Someone said, me and my missus are separated. She would never let me take the kids, so I can't leave my kids.
You're in the same boat as me, man.
No, he's not.
Stop trying to make your life more interesting.
Yeah, and stop making up lies. You're so lies right there.
All right, what else?
Yeah, that's another. A few people were saying, can't leave my family.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? Your family would leave you.
Yep, that's very true.
Someone said, I tried to make the move a few years ago. Better money, better benefits over there, but there is no place like home.
Boring.
You're a liar. You got sent back as well. Tell the truth, okay?
You were playing up and you had to come back. Anything else? Oh,
someone said, I've been talking to my missus about this for a while now and we're still undecisive. Please help me convince her.
Hey, if you want your mans to play up on you, you send them out to the big bad world of Australia.
Man.
All right, I know too many people that came back.
I kind of do too.
Are you serious? Oh. Okay, now I need to know these stories.
Especially the mines.
Oh. Fly in, fly out. Of what?